mine and yours. And you don't want no pressure, what but a backup and withdrawal. Cause trust me when I tell you, you don't want that you can claw. And you don't want to see inside of my...
Chapter 41. He is not as Ursa described her child. Eyes open for other surprises, Shidan stepped onto the deck of his grandson's territory. A glance, a breath, he drank in the controlled chaos of Captain G's crew, the whimpers of those injured or frightened by their flight from Gaipan, the thick tang of fresh paint meant to keep the salt water from gnawing steel into rust. A good sign, that last. Even in the midst of rebellion, the small needs were being seen to. Speaking of seeing to needs, Shidan stepped out of the crew's way, fire writing in the air where his ship could view the signals they'd previously agreed to. Safe, traveling with kin for now. A Marine cleared his throat.
And who would you be signaling, sir?
My ship, Shidan said plainly, barely glancing at the younger and more nervous firebenders behind his interrogator. That steady man knew quite well who he was signaling to. The real question would be why and what threat it might pose to Suzuran.
Sergeant...
Kyo, sir.
Polite, but not at all impressed by Noble Gold. Shidan smiled wryly. Good. The sergeant would need that steadiness with his grandson on board.
Captain Shinya would worry if I did not contact him, despite the fact that our archers are bringing word back directly. He always worries.
The dragon chuckled quietly.
Not without cause, I fear. I am sometimes quite a trial to my own heart's lady.
Over half a century of walking among humans, and he was still too quick to sharpen claws when it was clever words that were called for. He rarely acted on those impulses, and never without cause. But even the most blind humans might find themselves unsettled by his presence. And that brought a host of troubles of its own. The sergeant inclined his head.
Lieutenant Taruko did mention trouble has a way of finding you, Lord Shidan.
He glanced towards the young prince, currently clumped in with earthbenders, soldiers, and his worried uncle, explaining, it would seem, by the slash of a hand that trailed a faint shimmer of heated air, exactly what had passed on shore.
Seems to be a family talent.
Shidan, the dragon said firmly, I hold no noble rank outside my lady's husband.
No loyalties outside of Byakko. Very handy for his beloved, when Fire Lord Ozai's will threatened to become inconvenient.
And yes, it most certainly is.
He gestured towards the two taking shelter in the fire shadow of his presence. Not hiding, surely not.
Kyoshi warrior Saluen and her charge, Longsui. We have a great need to speak with Prince Zuko and General Iroh.
What the hell am I supposed to do with you, Jet? Came a healthy young growl.
But I believe it can wait until we are underway, Shidan said dryly. I do so wish to hear this.
What are you gonna do?
Jet shot back, not at all fazed by the stone cuffing his wrists together. Shirong's work, like the bonds Gaipan's guards would be working their way free of this very moment.
Yeah, right. Who's in charge around here?
Shidan tried not to snicker in the sudden silence. Saluen traded an incredulous glance with her young friend.
You set that up, she hissed, just above a whisper.
Such a harsh punishment, Shidan murmured back. I simply took advantage of the situation that presented itself. I'd never met my grandson. I can feel where his loyalties lie. But that does not mean he is aware of them. He is still young. He might not have known himself if he were pulled to Ozai or wished to seek the shelter of his mother's clan from war, which would be his right. He has been wounded in more than body, deeper even than you have suffered, young waterbender. I do say that, knowing you held kinless among your own. For you have one beside you who will not see you come to harm. And all too often my grandson has not. He sighed. But I am here now, and I would shelter him, had he been wounded too deeply to continue. Spirits and the world be damned. Yet he is not. He has the strength to fight on. I needed to know.
Agni, but he wanted to snatch the young one up and tear back to Byakko, like the mother of all hurricanes was on their heels. This was Ursa's boy, his kin, wounded and grieving and alone. His clan had suffered enough, more than enough. But Zuko has the strength to stand as a great name. I will not take that from him. So, he would behave, and do his lady's nerves good, and sit on a cranky dragon's instincts, and hope, oh, so very much, that there was someone in the near future who truly needed his throat torn out. It was so very calming to be done with an enemy. Spirits, if only Fang had been able to explain that to Roku. Curse the spirits and their compromises. No avatar had ever been dragon enough to feel the needs of those who bore Fire's own blood. And so few, so very few, had ever taken the time to try to understand. We are the sons and daughters of fire. We do not defeat our enemies. We kill them. And if he was still on Ozai's side, Longsway said warily.
There are ways.
Shidan gazed blandly back at Sea Green.
Not safe ways, but I am his grandfather. Few others have that advantage.
Not that even that and fire healing might have been enough to save one as stubborn as his clan if he did not want to be saved. But a better chance than most for breaking loyalty. Thank Agni he didn't have to risk it. You're kidding, Jet said flatly, brown eyes scanning the officers and sundry others of import around the young prince.
Not entirely stupid, after all,
Shidan thought, catching sight of young Teruko on the edge of the crowd, glaring at Shirong.
Well, well, he could certainly understand the impulse. But surely Teruko knew his grandson well enough by now
to know nothing short of an armored division would keep one of Sozin's line out of peril? And that was if the spirits were feeling charitable? You take orders from a waterbender? Shidan sighed, examining the blood still caught under his claws, and him half a world away from Kotone's gentle teeth to preen them clean. Idiot. Entirely. Zuko gripped the bridge of his nose, sighed, raised his head, and glared at the young rebel. Do you ever think of anything beyond killing the Fire Nation Jet? Ever? Like, I don't know, your friends' lives? Or do you just think it's worth it, shooting through them to get to us? The red-painted girl fumed. Jet would never... He did, Smellerbee, Zuko cut her off. Because if they didn't know and they felt dishonored, first they'd kill me, then they'd kill the witnesses. He eyed Jet. Don't try to talk your way out of this one. You know us too well not to know we'd do it. Foggy swamp, Jet almost spat, eyes narrowed in contempt. You people always lie.
An evasion, perhaps.
Shidan sliced across his words.
Not a lie. We do, indeed, have kin there.
More than I can say. Jet's archer ally raised an eyebrow. Shidan inclined his head, sensing the wealth of questions in that movement.
Interesting, indeed.
And did Jet know what faint traces of his chosen enemy walked beside him? Did Longshot even know? Bold for such a child to take up archery, but not unheard of, if the blood should wake after generations of sleep. Visibly unnerved, the archer took a step back. Jet's gaze whipped towards the dragon. What are you?
What indeed?
Shidan's lip curled, an amused flash of fang. I'd worry less about him and more about the person who's going to drop you in the river if you don't start thinking, Zuko said coldly. Think you can swim in stone cuffs? I don't.
He wouldn't, Longsway breathed. It is never wise to push a great name past his patience, Shidan murmured. I do wonder what ill those two have done to each other.
A simple insult. It had been simple, if deadly. Would never have made the boy Ursa had shown him so ready to execute an idiot. He had 3 years alone with Ozai. True, though Byakko knew how that had ended. A young man who defied custom to protect his country's soldiers was unlikely to have been twisted to cruelty, no matter how badly the spirits tormented him. So, take it as faith that the heart shape Ursa had gifted him of her son, hand to hand and mind to mind, was truth. A young dragon child, fragile as they always were their first decade, yet still swift to place himself between others and harm. A child now much nearer grown and far less fragile, which meant... Ah, of course. To someone on this vessel, Jet is a deadly threat. Shidan breathed slow and deep, feeling the fires of loyalty that burned with his grandson's rhythm. No one on this deck or in G's crew would be incapable of defending themselves, so... Ah, and interesting. A young clan, so new he could still taste Agni's fire and its blessing, tempered with the pure rock salt of nurturing earth. Earth and fire and kin? How can that be? I know all of Byakko, even those we have hidden. No, not Byakko. He sensed a chilling touch of power, of other. Familiar, though he'd only felt it in 3 bloodlines. Azulon's Get, by Ila, Governor Tsumi's small clan, and Aang.
My grandson has found Roku's 3rd bloodline, and they are here. Yauren and Sozin's blood and Roku's. Did I fear the hurricane? It is upon us.
The brig, sir? G gave Jet a jaundiced eye.
Likely wise, Iroh said heavily. I would let the young lady and her companion roam free, but they are Jet's freedom fighters. They might be tempted to act against the ship on his behalf.
He gave Jet a sober, disappointed look.
Lady Toph Bei Fong risked her life to set you free of Ba Sing Se, and you still find no better purpose than killing those of the Fire Nation. You asked for a second chance, young man. When will you take it?
Jet glared at them all. You think I'd ever give up fighting for the Earth Kingdom? Zuko glared back. We're working with the Earth King. Longsway stared, and Saluin stiffened. He's how what? At least she'd kept it a whispered sputter.
Interesting, Shidan murmured, trying not to leap over there, drag his grandson off, and pester the young man into laying out all the fascinating details.
The spirits had been meddling, vastly meddling, and they would need all their wits to ride the tsunami's wave. Manners. Caution. Zuko wanted to trust him. He could feel it, as he could feel the pain that ran deeper than mere scars ever could. If he wished his grandson to be true kin, they had no time to waste hurrying.
I don't believe you, Jet snarled. You're Fire Nation. You're all fine.
Zuko cut him off. Enjoy steel bars. Maybe you'll figure out we're not lying. If you don't, I think we'll find a nice island to drop you off on. Or the river. Your choice. Lieutenant? Teruko nodded. Sergeant?
Yes, ma'am.
smiling grimly. Kyo and his men moved in, maneuvering prisoners as if stone weighed no more than feathers.
Odds are he tries to kill us all in our sleep, Zuko grumbled.
Nephew, Iroh sighed, a man can change his mind.
Uncle, we were under Lake Laogai. I was with Toph breaking him out of prison. We were surrounded by Dai Li trying to kill us or drag us off to bend our minds. And he sees I'm a firebender and tries to kill me. I am not going to risk anyone on this ship hoping he gets an attack of sanity.
Zuko growled under his breath.
We need to get these people settled.
We'll handle it, sir. Teruko glanced Shidan's way, pointedly. Zuko sighed. I know.
Sir.
Teruko's glance whipped between them, a woman on shore watching Kin swept towards a waterfall.
I know. He's my grandfather, Zuko said soberly, who I've never met because he's a great name of Byakko and that clan's kept their mouths shut and their eyes open ever since Kyoshi dropped in to visit. And now he's here, on a ship the Fire Lord would sink without blinking twice.
He winced. This is not going to be good.
Pessimistic, young fledgling, but accurate.
That will depend, Shidan said graciously. How skilled have you become at spirit healing?
I know there's never much room on a ship, Longsway thought, tucked up against Saluan as the safest spot in the cabin. But this is ridiculous. Normally, he'd guess this was General Iroh's quarters, warm and more than roomy for a single sailor. Steel bulkheads barely softened by tapestries, a hint of jasmine tea in the air. But from the amount of water and bits of blue showing from a stuffed clothing chest, he and Amaya were sharing. And a cabin meant for one, shared by two, was absolutely not meant to hold six, especially when one of those six was a dragon, who seemed to occupy more space than humanly possible just by breathing. So the good news was, besides the two royal firebenders themselves, none of Prince Zuko's people were in the cabin with them. The bad news was, none of them were in the cabin with them. Longsway had a bad feeling he really could have used that wry earthbender Shirong as backup. Let me get this straight. Pale gold burned into him. Kyoshi Island's been attacked by spirit monsters because the ocean spirit's upset, and the ocean's upset because there are thousands of restless Fire Nation ghosts. Zuko's eyes narrowed. I wonder why that might be.
Bunch of bad funerals? Saluan said brightly.
Longsway felt the silent snarl vibrating through the deck. Tried not to shiver. Shidan was a dragon, but so far he'd been a friendly dragon. His grandson? The Fire Lord's son? Trust seeped into him from Shidan's subtle fingers against his back. Testing of strangers. Angry. Not at you.
Dragons had no right to be so spooky.
So you realized you're in trouble on Kyoshi Island and you came looking for help. Zuko went on. And you walked into Fire Nation hands to get it. I know you're desperate, but are you crazy? Who gave you the information to find us? They're probably massing troops.
Zuko. Iroh rested a hand on a stiff young forearm. Forgive him. My nephew is not accustomed to friendly interference from spirits.
Was that? Oh, yeah. Definitely a groan. Longsway had to smile wryly, suddenly feeling a lot better about this whole mess. Monks and nuns could hold the spirits in worshipful reverence. Yauren had to deal with spirits run amok, or humans who'd provoked them, or both, which meant a lot less reverence and a lot more desperate improvisation. Fire Lord's son or not, Zuko already had the attitude.
I'm not alone.
Saluan blinked at Iroh. You believe the spirits told us? As surely as I believe your young friend was injured and needs our help, Iroh said graciously, and smiled at the woman beside him.
Yeah, he really could have used Shirong, Longsway realized, or at least someone else to put between him and a helpful northern waterbender. That's what she says she is, anyway. Blue eyes, check, dark hair with just a bit of gray, and no engagement necklace. Back home, she'd be married with some kids still half grown. Dark hair, not as dark as some of the Southern Water tribe he'd seen, but definitely darker than anyone back home. Blue dress, but that was a city style, formal and proper, and it wasn't anything like back home. Put it all together and... No. Water cupped in a globe in her hands, Amaya edged no closer.
You need help.
I know, I just can't. Longsway shivered. I wish I didn't remember. I know too much about what can go wrong. Spirit healing takes trust. Something most Yauren got through that first life-saving time by sheer guts and not knowing any better. Hyoren had been hurt, bleeding, burning inside from the fire laced through his spirit, when Kaze had found him and said, "Let me help." Kaze. Longsway swallowed and met eyes pale and fierce as those of the dragon behind him.
"Can you do it?"
"Me?" Zuko said in disbelief, which wasn't nearly as disconcerting as Iroh's raised eyebrow. The old general was considering him in a way that reminded Longsway all too much of Kaze and Shidan at once. "Eep." "Him?" Saluen's hand crept towards her hilt, outraged. "Little brother, he burned down Kyoshi Village."
"I'm sure he's sorry," Longsway managed. He didn't want anyone poking around in his spirit. Anyone. But if someone had to, he trusted Kaze. And this was Kaze's cousin. There couldn't be anyone safer in the world.
"Oh, I just bet he's sorry," Saluen grumbled. "Comes in, starts a fight on a neutral island." "An island harboring a declared enemy of the Fire Lord," Zuko said stiffly. "So no, I'm not sorry." Longsway tried not to groan.
"Oh, he is so dead."
"He was my father's enemy, my only way home." Zuko looked Saluen straight in the eye. "I was following orders. I almost had him. And an airbender with your fans is a menace. Did they tell you why those fires spread so fast?"
"You are not the one that put out the flames," Saluen declared.
"No, the Avatar did, riding the Unagi. Idiot!" Zuko took a deep breath and let a little steam blow out. "He was a threat to my people. He is a threat to my people. If you think I'd let a neutral village stop me," he sighed. "But I am sorry, Warrior Saluen. I'm sorry I was loyal to someone who didn't deserve it. I'm sorry I didn't figure out that years ago. If I'd known, if I'd been smart enough to talk to Aang at the South Pole instead of..." He winced. "Like my grandfather said, you want to have it out later on the deck? I'll meet you with steel. That's fair." Pale gold narrowed. "Just tell me one thing. You know who I am. If my father were in an innocent Earth Kingdom village, one that didn't want to fight, would you ask before you went to kill him?"
Longsway swallowed dryly.
"The Avatar," Saluen bit out, "is nothing like your father." "No, he's not." Zuko's gaze never wavered. "But that's not an answer. You know what the Fire Lord has done to the world." Zuko smirked, wry and bitter. "Yeah, I know," he shrugged. "I don't really have to ask, do I? You'd be one of the first ones in."
"You..."
Saluen seemed to slump a little. "Damn you! You're a firebender. You're not supposed to use logic."
"A bad habit I have passed on to my nephew," Iroh chuckled, walking a lotus tile across his fingers.
"Oh, man,"
Long Sui wanted to groan. Not another pie shonut. Wait. Wait! He couldn't believe he hadn't made the connection before. White Lotus. General Iroh? The Dragon of the West? Careful. Careful. You knew the White Lotus 1,000 years ago. Even if they are still looking for Yauren, who knows what they're doing for the Avatar now? So you do know about the North Pole, Saloen said quietly. Zuko snorted. We were there. Oh. If it should help, Iroh added. I am sorry we attacked your island. It had remained a place of peace, untouched by the war. Such refuges are few in this world. I wished we had arrived a day later. Zuko's face was still. A little too still. Long Sui eyed him. You don't think that would have worked? He challenged. He's a 12-year-old airbender who found an island where people liked him, Zuko grumbled. He sticks around places like that until he gets bored, or the spirit sends somebody like me to shove him back into being the Avatar again. Saloen gave him a skeptical look. You think the spirits send you after the Avatar? She crossed her arms. And I suppose that makes it all okay? No, that definitely does not make it okay, Zuko snarled. He's 12 and naive and an idiot. And the Avatar, which makes him a threat to the whole Fire Nation. Not because of what he'll do to us, and he will, you know that. But when he blasts our army to shreds, who do you think is going to be tearing through the rest of us behind him? Saloen bit her lip, but didn't back down. You deserve it. A lot of us deserve it, Zuko said tightly. Some of us don't. He shook his head. You think whoever comes in to mop up is going to stop with just the army? When they saw what the Avatar did at the North Pole? He's the spirit of the world, and he obliterated us. You think people aren't going to think that's the right thing to do to the rest of the Fire Nation? But you're Yauren, Long Sui blurted out. You have to... Zuko's glare killed the words in his throat. Help the Avatar, the prince finished icily. So I'm told. I didn't ask for this. I didn't want it. Law took me and wrecked the entire line of succession. And that means if Uncle and I don't pull off something crazy, a lot of our people are going to be dead. The spirits want my help. They'll get it my way. And my way means I am not going to let Aang kill us all off. Not on purpose, and not by being a naive, gullible, everybody-can-just-get-along airbender who will ask so nicely for his allies to stop killing us. Steam wisped from his sigh. So if you want me to do this instead of Amaya, I am not going to be a Yauren like you think they ought to be. I am not going anywhere near the Avatar. He wants to go after the Fire Lord? I'm not going to stop him. He's the Avatar. The Fire Lord's a firebending master. I've seen them both fight. He snorted. When dragons duel, a smart cricket mouse finds a crack to hide in. I've found a hole in the world, and I'm going to try to patch it. That's it. You're a Yauren, Long Sui thought. Stunned. A warrior, Yauren. You couldn't be a cricket mouse if you tried. And Shidan was so still behind him. Shidan said he was hurt. And if Law didn't ask? Oh, man. He's fire and water. And he really thinks the Avatar would kill his people. Or let people kill them. Tell a great name he was supposed to help the boy who'd do that? You might as well try to put out a forest fire with a ladle. Zuko was angry, to the core angry. Long Sui could feel it, rippling faintly through all the water in the cabin. He let out a breath of his own, convinced. Yeah, Long Sui nodded. I want you to do it. He looked at Amaya, a little embarrassed. I'm sorry, but I don't know you, and we're both waterbenders, and I don't know what your tribe wants, what they're going to do in this war. Amaya studied him and inclined her head. And you have brought your own tribe with you. One big sister, pretty small tribe. Yeah, Longsway admitted, lump in his throat. Salouin's here because of me. She's not going to leave me if I do something stupid, like get caught up by someone else's family. So I can't be stupid. He nodded at Zuko. He's a firebender. If he uses fire, he's not going to catch me. Not by accident. Zuko flinched back a little, then set his jaw. I'm not going to do it on purpose, either. You need help. I'll help. You decide after that you want to hear how crazy you are? That's up to you. Looking at his sister, Longsway raised an eyebrow. She frowned at him, then eyed the firebenders. You found a hole in the world the Avatar can't fix, Salouin said skeptically. Indeed we have, Iroh said plainly. The Avatar has power beyond any bender, but there are skills he lacks. What we have, well, it will not be perfect, but it may be enough. Longsway wasn't going to ask. He was not going to ask, no matter how much his curiosity itched at him. And Iroh knew it was tempting. He could see it, that amused gleam of gold eyes. No wonder Law grabbed his nephew. That guy is pure Yauren bait. Well, one way to get his answers for sure. Let's do this. Salouin frowned at him. A silent, are you sure? Really sure? Sighed and shook it off. Right behind you. No, you can't be. Not in this. But it helped. This was his best chance, and he trusted Kaze. But he could still feel his heart jumping as Zuko pinched a candlelight and... Spirits. I haven't seen that in... 1,000 years. Green and gold flickering around his hands, Zuko reached for head and heart. Don't fight. Don't fight. Stay calm. Stay still. He promised he would help. I won't hurt you. The whisper of another spirit. As slow but sure, fire melded the pieces of his spirit back together. But there was an echo to it, a familiar echo. Drawing on fragments of the past, Longsway sank inside. Stars and waves and moonlight. Not surprising, Zuko was using fire, but they were both claimed by water. Oh... In the foreground, flames just flickering away from his healed wounds, the scarred prints he'd seen in life. Behind him, ghostly, he looks like Shidan. Not the face, though the ghost was just as white-haired and wryly smiling. It was the stance, the paired blade, Dao, not Daisho, the mountain-striped robes. Looking at that double image, that double life, Longsway had to laugh. Where are we? Zuko demanded. It's okay. Am I dead again? Once was enough, damn it. It's okay, Longsway insisted, trying to pull his face straight again. This is just something we can do. Something we have to do. Because sometimes we're teaching a Yauren right in the middle of a spirit uproar and there's no time. But no one had been around to teach Zuko. Ouch. We? Zuko eyed him warily and blinked. You're a lot of people. Oh, good. At least he's seeing clearly. I've come back a lot of times, Longsway admitted. Looked around the night-dark shore they'd crafted where their spirits touched. This isn't the spirit world, exactly. Though we can get there from here, if we have to. It's gotta be bad before we risk that. We're not the Avatar. We're just human. He grinned wryly. Well, mostly. Mostly? Zuko's face was still, but the waves surged. That's what we pay for who we are, Longsway said honestly. The way we always cross the spirits the first time,
Ordinary people would die. They just die. We don't. We won't. Because something's more important than dying human. You mean we're all crazy, Zuko said sourly. Well, Longsway hesitated. Yeah. That won a quiet snicker. So, how do we get out of here? Zuko asked. At least that's quick to teach. Just find your center and pull back. A breath, then Longsway blinked. The cabin again. Good. I've got a Yauren who already hates spirits and the Avatar. If I'm going to turn him around, I better look like I know what I'm doing. It wasn't going to be easy. If Zuko had actually seen what Saoluan had said happened to the Fire Nation fleet, well, that was bad. The Avatar hasn't had Yauren to help for centuries. I know what Aang did was awful, but who was going to teach him any better? We can fix this. We have to. For more reasons than one. Saoluan had said Avatar Aang trusted that southern waterbender Katara, and if a firebender had been given water, Aang's firebending teacher, he's got to be. Now all I've got to do is talk him into it.